this is Brock. Welcome to the Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm the entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, and I'll be your guide to everything that's happening in entertainment this week on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The best places to find this podcast are at lasvegassun.com/podcasts and at Apple Podcasts, where you can listen and subscribe and rate and review the Sun on the Strip. Thanks for joining me. You should be listening to this on Wednesday, December 4th. And before I take you to the Palms for a big year-end celebration of one of my favorite things in Las Vegas, let's do some news. The annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is back in Las Vegas this week, running December 5th through 14th at the Thomas & Mack Center on the UNLV campus, and that means many big-name country music acts are taking over the Strip this week. One of the biggest of these shows is the debut of Shania Twain's second Vegas residency production, Let's Go, opening Friday, December 6th at Zappos Theater. I'll be there and I'll be writing all about it, so stay tuned to lasvegassun.com. You can also go back and listen to my interview with Shania in the October 30th episode of The Sun on the Strip. The Reba Brooks and Dunn residency at the Coliseum is also back this week, and Caesars Entertainment and Live Nation recently announced 2020 dates for their Together in Vegas production. 24 performances are on the docket for April through December next year, and tickets for those new shows go on sale this Friday, December 6th. But country isn't the only musical genre to hit the Strip this week, as the Intersect Festival makes its public debut at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds across from the Sahara, December 6th and 7th. Kacey Musgraves and Beck headline Friday night, and the Foo Fighters and Anderson .Paak play Saturday. Other weekend acts include Churches, Her, Channel Trace, Brandi Carlile, Flying Lotus, Goldroom, Leon Bridges, and Thundercat. It's a pretty diverse bill with indie rock and hip-hop and electronic artists sharing the multiple stages, which will be indoors, inside climate-controlled tent-like enclosures. The festival also includes digital art installations, food, games, and more. It's an extension of Amazon Web Services' Reinvent Convention and Expo, also in town this week. At the Venetian, Amazon had been hosting huge private concert events at the festival grounds in recent years, and this year decided to flip the switch and make it into a public festival and sell tickets, which are still on sale at intersect.aws. A couple of my favorite concert experiences from the last few years are coming back. Earth, Wind, and Fire, the iconic funk and soul outfit that has played most recently at the Venetian, is celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2020 by playing 5 shows at the Pearl at the Palms, which is where I saw these guys last, and it was phenomenal. The dates are May 6th, 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th, and tickets are on sale this Friday. This group in this room is a great fit, and I highly recommend you see this show. You should also check out Harry Connick Jr. at Encore Theater February 26th, 28th, or 29th. His tickets are also on sale Friday. I saw him there 2 years ago, and the guy is a musical genius and just amazing on stage. I wasn't really a fan or super familiar with his music or his performance style, and I was blown away. I'll definitely go back. And 2 years ago, he was doing a daytime talk show. That has ended, so don't be surprised to see him play Vegas more often, especially if his February shows do well. Matt Goss also added dates to his Vegas calendar. The veteran headliner is extending his Sunday night show inside One Oak Nightclub at the Mirage into April 2020. The Big Blues Bender, a weekend music festival that was established downtown at the Plaza 7 years ago before moving to the Hard Rock Hotel this year, has announced its initial lineup for the 2020 edition, which will take place September 10th through 13th at Westgate, Las Vegas. Among the announced acts so far are Johnny Lang, Buddy Guy, Delbert McClinton, Tab Benoit, the North Mississippi All-Stars, Victor Wainwright, Mike Zito, and Colin James. There's a lot more, too. You can check out the list when you go to buy your tickets, which go on sale December 12th at bigbluesbender.com. The Ellis Island Casino Hotel and Brewery, located just east of Las Vegas Boulevard on Koval Lane and known for food and beer specials and a popular karaoke bar, has finally opened its new beer garden, restaurant, and entertainment venue called The Front Yard. It's a 2-story indoor-outdoor venue serving tavern-style comfort food and fresh seasonal beer straight from the Ellis Island Brewery, and also offering views of the Strip, big screen HD TVs and live entertainment every week. It's open until midnight every day, and I'm looking forward to checking it out. It's been a long time coming, and it seems like a game changer for this friendly, family-run property. A couple of notable restaurant closures. BBD's, the burger and beer spot from Chef Ralph Perrazzo, that was a big part of the Palace Station's renovation and dining reinvention, has closed. The chef has stated that he's looking for an off-strip location for BBD's. And over at MGM Grand, China Tang will close in February, which makes me sad because I love the food and the environment at this almost three-year-old restaurant. February 3rd will be its last day. No word yet on what might replace it. Monday's Dark is one of my all-time favorite shows in Las Vegas because it's more than just a show. Entertainers and musicians from various shows and acts on and off the strip gather twice a month on a Monday night to perform in this wild and unpredictable 90-minute party, and each show raises $10,000 for a different local charity. And the organization that benefits that night is in the building joining the party, which means it's always a different audience for every show, and not just the regulars that are very loyal and show up every other Monday. So a different audience gets to see different Vegas entertainers and personalities twice a month, and on it goes. It's now hitting the $1 million mark. That's money raised for Las Vegas nonprofit organizations, $10,000 at a time. And celebrating that huge accomplishment and its sixth anniversary with a big year-end party this Monday night, December 9th, at the Pearl Theater at the Palms. You may have seen Monday's Dark's creator and host, Mark Chinook, on the cover of this week's Las Vegas Weekly magazine. Or you might know him as one of the hosts at Vegas Golden Knights games, or you might know him from the job that brought him to Las Vegas, playing Lonnie in Rock of Ages at the Venetian. I visited him in his venue, The Space, the regular home of Monday's Dark, this week to talk about the big anniversary show, among other things. And full disclosure, I've known Mark for a number of years now. I produce Las Vegas Weekly's All the Vegas podcast with him at The Space, and I'm a volunteer board member for the Monday's Dark organization because I just fell in love with the show and the party and the organic way it is helping to build on the very generous entertainment community we have in Las Vegas. Okay, so we are at The Space where we always are. Usually we're in the little back recording studio doing the All the Vegas podcast for Las Vegas Weekly. But today we are in the lobby under the big bear head, right outside the room where Monday's Dark has been happening for the past 2 years now, right? That's how long it's been here at The Space?
Yeah, 2 years here at The Space.
You've been making the rounds media-wise lately to get people hyped up about the sixth anniversary this week, and I'm sure tell the story of how Monday's Dark happened. What's it been like for you to go around and tell the story and kind of be forced to look back on what you've accomplished with this little charity event that has now raised $1 million in Las Vegas?
I think that's the big thing that always makes me sort of step back is when you say we've raised $1 million. You know, that was never, ever even a discussion. It was never why we started. It was just, hey, let's throw a party. Let's figure out a cool way to raise some money. And it just exploded. Here we are, 6 years into it, and we're about to give away our 100th $10,000 check. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy to think that, you know, I'm sure people have asked you, like, oh, I bet you never thought that you'd get to this point, but I know that you didn't even necessarily know if you were going to keep doing this month after month or whatever until you were.
Yeah, there was always that, are we doing it again? I guess we're doing it again. Are we doing it again? Oh, yeah, we're doing it again. And then after year one, after we did about 14 Monday's Dark events, that's when it was kind of like, okay, we have a pretty cool following. There's a couple hundred people who come regularly. There are charities now starting to reach out and say, hey, we want to be a part of this. That's when we knew we had something cool, is when the actual charity world here in Las Vegas took us seriously as an event that actually helped them. And, you know, we have 170 charities on a wait list. So I think that just speaks volumes to, you know, our I don't know, our stake in the game, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, and I think you really kind of established Monday's Dark as like a Vegas institution when you moved it over here to the space, your own venue, which is right off the strip, right behind the Cosmopolitan, still very much connected to the entertainment world on Las Vegas Boulevard. But by being over here and not inside of a casino, it gives a little extra vibe to the show, right? Where people, not only performers want to come check it out, but I think your regulars that come to the audience or in the audience every couple of weeks feel like they're in on something kind of cool and a little bit secret.
Yeah, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. But and to add to that, I think it's Vegas's, right? Like it's not, you don't feel like you're in a casino. You don't feel like you're in a strip property because you're not, first and foremost. But this is something that was sort of developed and built for Las Vegas. So it's a Las Vegas thing. And that's what I'm most proud of, is that we're not a cool restaurant or a cool venue or a cool bar inside a strip property. We're just a cool venue in Las Vegas. And it's weird. The parking is just okay. There's a grow op across the street. It's not in the best neighborhood, but what's coming out of it is cool and unique. And when I think back to my days in New York or LA, the cool spots that I used to go to were always kind of off the beaten path or not, you know, in the mall. So that's kind of, I think, what makes it even more unique is that this is truly a Vegas spot, but the convenience of being one big block off the strip makes it easy to get to.
Yeah. This is the 6th anniversary show. The rest of them have been at the Hard Rock in the Joint. And this, for the first time, is going to be at the Palms and the Pearl Theater, which is a really big deal, too. Obviously, that property has been in the spotlight this entire year.
Yeah.
How did that come together, and how exciting is it to be in that venue, which is like everybody's favorite music venue, really?
Yeah, it's legendary. First, though, we gotta, like, I tip my cap to the Hard Rock. It's kind of bittersweet, honestly, because Monday's Dark started at the Hard Rock in their smaller rooms, Body English, then into Vinyl, and then it just made sense that we held the big anniversary event at the Joint. When we were getting to the point where we needed to start planning, we didn't know if the Hard Rock was going to be closed because of Virgin transition, or if it was going to be open. And so we couldn't wait to make the decision. And we've been itching to get to work with stations. Mm-hmm. And it was a simple phone call. I called them. I said, hey, the Palms is the greatest reno of all time right now, what they've redone over there. And I'm a huge fan of the Pearl Theater. And can we do this? And they were like, yeah, what are you thinking? And I was like, well, we do 2,000 locals on a Monday night in December. And they're like, done. Come on over. So this is the beginning, I think, of what's going to be a long relationship with Stations Casinos. They're obviously locally owned, and their big slogan is I Heart Locals. So we're the little charity that just gives back to the locals. So I think it's a perfect fit. And if you've never been to the Pearl, which I highly doubt, it's just an awesome, big, intimate venue. And their technology that they've done in there with the addition of those LED walls and their new sound system, it's going to be a fun Monday's Dark. We're going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. When you started Monday's Dark, you were best known around town from being in Rock of Ages. Now I would venture a guess that you're best known from being one of the hosts, one of the personalities associated with Vegas Golden Knights games at T-Mobile Arena. And you do all kinds of other stuff, too. You do sports hosting gigs for Top Rank and travel all around the country doing that. How much do you miss being in a show like Rock of Ages, which is what you've done for most of your career, that kind of performance?
Yeah, I miss it, without question. And I'm always trying to figure out a way to get back on stage full time. But unfortunately, you know, your life takes turns and twists and business opportunities pop up and you just roll with it. It is on my priority to get back on stage more. Monday's Dark does fill that void for me, though. And I say this every Monday. I love being on stage, hosting Monday's Dark. But there's definitely more to my passion for performing. And I definitely want to get back into it more so and make it a focal point of who I am. I miss it, but I don't miss it that much yet. But it's definitely missed, and we'll definitely pursue some of those opportunities, I think, in the new year and see what we can stir up for ourselves over there.
It seems like it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself, like, getting a role in a show, or do you see yourself possibly developing something?
I think where I'm at, personally, I'd like to develop something for me as Mark. And I think, you know, there's a big thank you to the Golden Knights, Top Rank Boxing, and most importantly, Monday's Dark, for giving me the confidence to go down that path. It's not easy to stand in front of people and just hold a microphone and be you in a given situation, whether it's in front of 18,000 people at T-Mobile or on ESPN hosting a weigh-in or Monday's Dark. And Monday's Dark, you know, there's a fine line there where it's a little character-y, but at the core, it's really who I am, just being goofy. And at first, I didn't think there was anything commercially viable there, but obviously, there's something there because people come to see Monday's Dark not only to support the charities, but everybody who's on stage. And I'm on stage most of the time, so hopefully people are enjoying themselves when I'm on stage. And I think from that, I want to, you know, go down the path of creating something that's in that vein, you know, for the Strip. You know, I live here. Why wouldn't I want to have my own show in one of these awesome properties that is not for the local scene, but for 41 million people coming to Las Vegas? I think there's a market for what I think might work, and hopefully we'll know soon enough. There's definitely interest because people on the Strip in those positions that can make those shows go have returned my phone calls. So it's just a really exciting time for Vegas. There's a lot of rebranding and rethinking of entertainment on the Strip. Spiegel World sort of taking the bull by the horn and just reinventing how we entertain ourselves on the Strip. Their shows are incredible, and, you know, maybe there's something there. I've put the bug in their ear. I said, hey, look, I'd love to come and be, you know, the next gazillionaire in whatever your next incarnation is. I think that's my wheelhouse. You know, it's very similar to Lonnie, where, you know, that character in Rock of Ages was a narrator, sort of drove the show, had the freedom to create his own goofy shtick. And that's my background, improv and comedy and theater. I want to do it, but I also love to front a band and sing songs and tell jokes just like that, and I think there's a market for that as well. So who knows? There's definitely a hybrid something there for me, and I just need to have the right team in place to help execute, because at the end of the day, it's like with Monday's Dark and the Golden Knights and Top Rank, there's just an awesome team behind all of that. It's not just one person. You know how much work you put into Monday's Dark yourself, being on the board. So it takes a village.
It's time for a new segment that I'm calling The Spotlight. Sort of new, I guess. I'm going to try to do this every week on the Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm going to take you with me on my Vegas adventures and highlight something I think deserves your attention, whether it's a restaurant or a club or a show or just something on the Strip, or in this case near the Strip, that you might want to check out. And today, speaking of the Palms, that's where I'm at, the Palms, which I know technically is off the Strip, but in terms of this show and covering all the great Vegas stuff, the Palms, the Hard Rock, all these little peripheral casino properties are definitely involved and will be included. Want to focus on some of their new restaurants here that, for some reason, for one reason or another, have flown a little bit under the radar. So, I'm in the Chaos Dome right now. I'm looking at the Crazy Demon statue. I'm sitting at a plush booth, one of only a few people in here doing so. There's a menu on the table. It still says Chaos on it, of food and drinks.
And yeah, so this place is apparently accessible right now. You don't have to be a hotel guest. You can come down here and enjoy the poolside surroundings and eat and drink and lounge. But the reason that I am down here is not to lament that the Chaos nightclub and day club operation is no more, but it's because I wanted to check out these two restaurants that run right up against Chaos and have cool patio spaces opening up into this currently domed, beautiful resort pool area. Shark is Bobby Flay's third Las Vegas restaurant. Of course, he's got the very successful Mesa Grill at Caesar's Palace, and he's also got a burger joint right on the strip in front of the Waldorf Astoria, Bobby's Burger Palace. But at Shark, he is doing very modern food. It's a combination of a sushi and ceviche bar and a bit of a taco shop. Combines Mexican and Japanese foods, but not in a fusion-y way. Besides sushi and sashimi and those tacos made on house-made purple corn tortillas with lobster or shrimp or big eye tuna or vegetables, the entrees on the menu include grilled fish with Meyer lemon and olive oil, fried chicken with toasted red chilies and lime ricotta pepper honey, and other seafood oriented options like black squid noodles and cherry tomato butter and black cod with a fermented red pepper glaze and pickled cucumbers. It's a great place to share a bunch of dishes, actually. Get different things and pass them around the table. Pretty refined decor. There's a really cool bar greeting you when you walk in. Whole room's done up in these kind of golden hues. And then there's a sushi bar and raw bar towards the back. So, pretty cool spot. And if you're a fan of Bobby Flay's cooking, you're definitely going to want to check this out because he's branching out and trying some different things at Shark. Green Street Kitchen is from Click Hospitality, which operates several other restaurants and nightlife venues around the Las Vegas Valley. This place is like a big, crazy art warehouse. There's all kinds of graffiti and street art all over the place, including a piece from Banksy before he set up his exhibition on the Strip. When you first walk in, it's like a little video arcade. And then it kind of opens up into these different rooms. It's really kind of off the wall decor-wise. It really reminds me, it's kind of like the next evolution of the light group style of clubby restaurant that dominated the Strip years ago. Not surprising considering that the Click Hospitality head honcho is Andy Massey, who also established the light group and helped put all those venues together. It's got a menu full of those kind of big night out party foods like spicy crispy shrimp and other sushi rolls and hamachi sashimi and things you can pass around the table and share. Grilled octopus, duck pancakes, Thai beef lettuce cups, all those kind of fun appetizers. It's also known for some huge shareable entrees like a 24-ounce ribeye steak with harissa butter, jalapeno and garlic, whole steamed striped bass, the tableside hot rock where you cook your own sliced Wagyu beef and dip it into shoyu sauce or whatever you want. And the spaghetti lobster pasta is a big thing on this menu. It's also known for a crazy weekend brunch that might rival the party brunch over at Lavo at Palazzo in terms of over-the-top food and celebration. I think Green Street Kitchen and Shark are both great places for a big celebratory holiday meal with friends and family. And if you're looking for more of those, you should go listen to Las Vegas Weekly's Second Helping podcast, our December episode has many more options on the strip in case you are avoiding cooking your holiday meals and staying home this year and you're going to go out and party instead. You want to check that out at lasvegasweekly.com.
Okay, let's do the weekend rundown. If you're choosing from all this country stuff, you've got Reba, Brooks, and Dunn at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, Shania Twain at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood, George Strait at T-Mobile Arena, Dwight Yoakam at Encore Theater at Wynn, Jason Aldean at Park Theater at Park MGM, and Gary Allen at The Joint at the Hard Rock Hotel. There's also Goo Goo Dolls at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, Andrea Bocelli at MGM Grand Garden Arena, and the very interesting 50 Years Ago Today Tour, a tribute to the Beatles' White Album, featuring Todd Rundgren, Christopher Cross, Mickey Dolenz, and more at the Westgate International Theater. As always, you can find plenty of weekend entertainment options online every Friday in my Best Bets column at lasvegassun.com. Thanks once again for listening to this episode of The Sun on the Strip. I'll be back next week and every Wednesday with all the news and fun from the best place in the universe. Until then, go to lasvegassun.com and click on entertainment for everything you need to know about Vegas shows, music, nightlife, food, and much more. You can reach me anytime at brock.radke@lasvegassun.com. Have a great week.